So unlike most people, I like to read comics from wherever and start to piece it together. And in this inaugural episode of Does Pat Get It? We're gonna do just that. We're gonna start with issue 10 of a series known as Eclipse, made produced by Image Comics, written by Zach Kaplan, and art by Giovanni Timpano. And right off the bat, I really like the art. It can get intense, it can get gory, it does a lot of detail. Kind of like it reminds me a lot of Jason Burroughs' work on stuff like Providence or the new Moon Knight series. Anyway, apparently in this world there was some sort of post-apocalyptic event caused by the flare. And the flare causes people to burn in sunlight. And we open up with where we have one guy who is the cure, an albino. Of course, about to be killed and is saved by a group from the underground. And all this information is like given in like the first two pages of everything as a recap from like 9 years ago. And in this world, people are forced to live in the underground during the day, and there are some suits that prevent them from becoming French fries. There are nice little touches thrown around in the art, like fried bird corpses on the rocks, to show that this doesn't only affect people, but animals too, that this whole world is screwed. From what I can tell, there are multiple storylines going on. We have a girl named Cielo and another guy trying to help the albino. And then we have this couple with a redhead woman and another guy that we find stuck in the middle of a shadows in like a literal junk pile, stuck for hours until the sun finally goes down. And when they're stuck in such a cramped environment, what do? Well, they go to fuck, and of course, I mean, what else do you do? There also appears to be two main factions in this world. We have a group called Celerity. I think they're the ones with the suits, so they have to be more high tech, more backed, or something like that. And then we have the Underground, run by a woman known as the Conductor, the very same woman who saved the albino years back. And I think they might also have trains, seeing how she's the Conductor. I don't know. I want to find out more. Cielo's father is a Nicholas Brandt and is apparently some scientist that helped to harness solar power in this universe. And from that, it kind of reminds me of like Doc Ock from Spider-Man 2, seeing how it like all appeared to have gone wrong and he helped to found Celerity. It's later revealed that Cielo's friend in this whole endeavor finally reveals himself as a Parker Van Gorn, a son of a Gregor Van Gorn, Brandt's partner in Celerity. And in this, we keep going through this comic, we find this city, heavily fortified, great, still has no name. And it's apparently under the control of, I'm guessing, the Celerity Corporation, and is treated like a dictatorship in a way, or like a very like strict settlement. And with that, the couple that was fucking earlier in the junk pile eventually get out during when the sun goes down, and finds themselves trying to get back to the city without getting into it, and they're gonna be using the means of the underground. On the other side of the story, we have Parker, who is later followed by some agents of the underground, is able to meet up with the albino once again and recruit him for the cause to find the cure. Now, this all seems confusing, and it kind of is, but it has got me hooked. I want to find more. I want to read more. And this actually makes me want to start from the beginning with this series and start to, instead of trying to piece it together, start getting to understand the entire thing. And this whole situation reminds me a lot of the Metro series, where instead of poison gas and radiation that creates monsters, where the surface is unlivable 24/7, it's just you constantly burn in the sunlight and everyone's screwed. Like people are living underground and all that. And I love these kind of stories. I love apocalyptic worlds. I love universe building. And I just can't wait to find more. If you ever get the chance, I highly recommend that you pick up Eclipse as soon as you can. That's a fact.